This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
What have people heard you say in the last month that would bring them to the Lord or push them away? Do you realize how much we overhear of other people? You overhear people all the time. You overhear conversations at work. You overhear conversations at a restaurant. Would anybody overhear you saying a word for the Lord? You know, some people would have to scratch their heads and say, I've never done that. There never would be an occasion, there would never be that moment where I would have been saying a word for the Lord, I would have been speaking a word for Jesus Christ, and somebody overhear it. The prisoners were listening to the prayers and listening to the hymns of Paul and Silas. I want to say it had power. And I'll guarantee it had power when there was an earthquake that followed. And I want you to notice what happened. The prison doors are open, the earthquake just shakes the whole place, and the jailer gets out his sword ready to commit suicide. And Paul says, don't stop. We're all here. Nobody's left. And I want you to notice what he says. Let's bring up the great verse, verse 30. He then brought them out saying, sirs, what must I do to be saved? The most important question that you will ever ask is not how long do I have to live, but what must I do to be saved? The most important question you will ever ask in your life is, how much is that house we want to buy? It's, what must I do to be saved? It's not, how many years do I have to go to school in order to get my degree? It's, what must I do to be saved? That's the most important question you will answer. And I want you to notice Paul's answer is given. It's the same answer I could give you today, verse 31. They replied, believe in the Lord Jesus. Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. Verse 32, then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. Verse 33, at that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his family were baptized. I want you to notice something. The first thing the jailer did after he accepted Christ was to wash the wounds of the prisoners. I find that intriguing. Listen to this. I didn't say this in the first service, but he went from being a prison guard to a caregiver. He went from being a prison guard to a caregiver. That was the dramatic proof of the change of heart, because my guess is earlier he couldn't care less if these guys died. But something happened. When Jesus Christ comes into a man or woman's life, your behavior will change. Your attitudes will change. Why? Because you've had this psychological change? No, because life has moved into your life. If Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and then he becomes a part of my life, then life took up residence in me and in you. May I ask you a question? What's changed in your behavior for the positive since you came to Christ? Since the day came where either privately or publicly you said, you know, I do believe Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. I do believe that he is who he claimed to be. What has changed in your life? How has it impacted the way you treat your wife or your husband? How has it impacted the way you treat your children, your parents, your coworkers, your neighbors? I want to suggest it's one of the proofs of change in a man's life and a woman's life when there's something different, and it was proof in the jailer's life. The first thing he did was wash the wounds of his prisoners. And then it doesn't stop there. I want you to go on to verse 34. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole family. I love that. He was filled with joy. Why? Because the prisoners were still there? No, because he had come to believe in God.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.